ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति, गुड मॉर्निंग। So we were discussing about the role of Bap Dada at Amrit Vela and responsibilities of children. Today, Baba says, many children ask Bap Dada that why does still Maya come to them? When you became the Master Almighty, then there is no question of coming Maya. But the reason is that in Adikal, at Amrit Vela, you do not imbibe godly love fully in your heart. If anything is half filled or empty, then there will be upheavals, isn't it? You used to sit, get up. There is a goal too, and you also say that one father, none other. Do you say this by heart or by mouth only? Then, what is the reason for some other attraction in the heart? Surely, the love goes towards some other person or splendor. Only then that attracts you. The heart is not completely filled with godly love. Many times, it so happens that a question comes in the heart of many Brahmin children. And what is that question? Is it that, do you really feel secretly jealous of souls who have got a very strong and an intimate relationship with Baba? Do you sometimes feel that you can't connect to him despite your desire to? So I was just thinking of these two questions. Do we really feel jealous of those souls who have a stronger relationship with Baba? And many times, do we feel that we can't connect to him even though we want to connect with him? And the reason is, as Baba is saying here, probably there is some other attraction in the heart. And that's why Amrit Vela, we don't find that our heart is filled with divine love to the full. So one very important point of churning is this. How can we establish a very deep and meaningful relationship with him? How can we fill our hearts with deep love of God at Amrit Vela? So we can think of certain things which will help us to fill the heart with Baba's love at Amrit Vela. Because if heart is filled with divine love at Amrit Vela, then throughout the day Maya will not tempt. It's only when the heart is half filled or empty that Maya tempts throughout the day. So, what are the tips or what are the things for increasing divine love at Amrit Vela? We can think of certain things. Let's create a 7-step method to increase this love for God at Amrit Vela. Or we can say that if you want to increase your love for God, do these 7 things. So what are those 7 steps? First, allow him to enter in your life. The first step is allow him to enter your life. How can we do that? This can be made into a visualization. The moment you get up at Amrit Villa, imagine as if your heart is a big palace and you hear a knock at the door and you go and open the door. Lo and behold, Baba is in front, and allow him to enter into your heart. So once he enters the heart, all the impurities will go away. Heart will naturally get rid of all the anxieties, worries, stresses and tension and get filled with divine love. And since he is the ocean of love, the heart would get filled with pure and natural love for God. He is the ocean of positivity. So the heart will get filled with positive vibes. He is the ocean of purity. The heart will get filled with pure feelings and pure emotions. So the first step for increasing love of God is to allow him to enter into your life. Though we keep on talking with him, though we use the word Baba multiple times, though we have dedicated our lives to Baba, but one should ask oneself, have I really devoted my whole life to him? Have I allowed him to enter in my life totally? So you can take this as a point of journey. Allow him to enter into the palace of your heart. The second is, be patient. The more time you dedicate to the relationship, the more you will get out of it. For building any relationship, you need a lot of patience. So, if you feel that you want to have a very strong relationship with Baba, you should be filled with a lot of patience, bit by bit, slowly, slowly. It will take time to develop, to grow, to flourish. And it's over time that you will be able to identify when he is speaking to you and feel a stronger connection to him. So be patient as you put in the effort to creating a better relationship. If you feel yourself getting anxious or fidgety, let God know. Be open and honest. That only can make this relationship better. So the second thing is, have patience. Gradually, the seed would get planted in the heart. Gradually, the tree of love of God would grow. So, being very patient will increase this love of God. The third step in increasing the love of God is confession. Confess your sins. Confess the wrongdoings. One of the best ways to feel secure in one's faith is by confessing. Sin is the ultimate barrier to a relationship with God. And when we confess our sin, we break down this wall. He has already promised us that he will forgive. Be open and honest. Acknowledge the severity of the sins and how all these sins or bad actions or breach of Srimad have taken us away from Baba. So confession is a very important thing. in increasing the love of God. The fourth thing is dedicate yourself totally. Half dedication will not work. One must dedicate oneself fully to the Brahmin lifestyle. And one of the important steps in this is to join some study group. Or if you don't have any study group, you can create one study group. Without understanding his gyan, without understanding the depth of the knowledge he is giving, we cannot have a deeper love for him in our hearts. So total devotion, total dedication to this lifestyle, to the gyan, to the yoga, to karma yoga, and so on. The fifth thing in increasing love for God is ears open. Keep your ears open all the time. He is constantly talking to us all the time. He is trying to say something to me, but when my ears are closed, I can't hear it. So if you want that, you should hear him. Keep the ears open. Also keep the ears clean. If they are filled with worldly news, if they are filled with news of horror, fear, insecurity, waste, negative, you can't hear him. The sixth point is follow yogi lifestyle. In Bible there is a very beautiful statement. If you love me, keep my commandments. So if you really love God, or if you really want to love him above all, you must adopt a yogi's lifestyle. What a yogi eats, when does yogi gets up, what he does throughout the day, what he is when he is alone, locked up in his room, what is the pattern of thought, what is the stream of emotions flowing within him, what are his actions, how is the behavior, how is the relationships, and so on. So if one wants to fill one's heart with divine love, follow yogi's lifestyle. And the last point is gratitude. If you want to increase your love for Baba, every day at Amrit Vela, look at him, feel him, and remember what all things you have got from him, what you were before, and what he has made you. What are the attainments? What are the fortune? What are the treasures that you have got? What this life was before coming to Baba? What this life has become after coming to Baba? Have gratitude for the Brahmin family. Have gratitude for the Yajna. Have gratitude for all the seniors. For everything that has happened in life. Because everything that is happening has got a deep meaning in it. Rather than remaining an ingrate person, become a heart full of gratitude. Gratitude carries with it a very strong positive energy. So when you have positive energy within you, you will radiate positive energy. And not just that, but all those who will come in contact. As Baba said in yesterday's Avyakta Murli, they all will experience that you are a donor, you are full of enthusiasm, you are somebody who is having broad intellect, broad heart, a feeling of oneness, a feeling of togetherness, enthusiasm, love, cooperation, and so on. So have gratitude for everyone. So these are the seven steps for filling the heart with love for God. I'll just revise. First, Allow him to enter into your life. Don't keep him outside. Allow him. Invite him. Invoke him. Request him. Tell him. And let him come. Second, be patient. It takes time to have a very strong relationship, a very deep and meaningful relationship with Baba. Third is to confess. Confess what all wrong things that you did yesterday, you saw yesterday, or you spoke yesterday, or you heard yesterday, or you allowed yourself rather in doing everything that was wrong. Confess everything before him. With confession, the burden of sin would reduce. The fourth is, devote yourself, dedicate yourself completely to this Brahmin lifestyle. Half devotion doesn't work, doesn't pay. The fifth is, keep ears open. He is speaking to me all the time. Only thing is that I have to keep my ears open to listen to his touchings. In the recent Avyakta Murli, which was played out in Shantivan, Baba had said, keep the heart clean and clear. When you have this, then you can get his touchings. And then you will have silence power. And when you have silence power, you will be able to remain unshakable in the face of all evils. And then there would be success in service. Otherwise not. The next step is follow yogi's lifestyle. Read about yogi's lifestyle. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, yogi is the master of his body. He is the creator of the body. To the extent that you have complete success in controlling the body, you have complete success in becoming the masters of the world. So yogi is a man of self-control. And the last method to increase love for God is filling the heart with gratitude. What he has done for me, what he is doing for me, how many times in life he protected me, what all things he has given to me, the treasures, the virtues, the powers, the gyan, the Brahmin family, the attainments, and so on. So, today's point for Amrit Vela. Baba is saying, many children ask Bab Dada that why does still Maya come to them? When you become the Master Almighty, there is no question of Maya coming. But the reason is that in Adhikal, at Amrit Vela, you do not imbibe God's love, godly love fully in your heart. If anything is half-filled or empty, then there will be upheavals, isn't it? You will be able to sit, get up. You used to sit up. Sit, get up, there is goal too. And you also say that one father, none other. Do you say this by heart or by mouth only? Then what is the reason for some other attraction in the heart? Surely the love goes towards someone, some other person or splendor, only then that attracts you. The heart is not completely filled with God's love. So, today's homework or today's turning point, how to fill the heart with God's love, how to fill the heart with divine love, how to fill the heart with love for Baba at Amrit Vela. And not just that, keep that love overflowing throughout the day so that it also floats, moves out and creates a flood of love in the entire Brahmin family, and not just Brahmin family, but also the whole world. Om Shanti.